Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. It is 2023. In the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, over the Christmas and New Year period, I found God. Grado, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm sitting down to, well, I've got a Moretti in one hand and I've got a candy bar trifle in the other.
God bless you. What's a candy bar trifle?
Well, a candy bar is synonymous with the Three Tunes. It's a legendary place where I've spoken about it before. You know, Stars of Neighbours have visited it back in the 90s. The best yum yums, the best rolls. Hope McGee's don't hear this, by the way.
Can I see the size of this trifle? Can you hold it up? There we go.
The only day of trifles between Thursdays and Sundays.
Are they brilliant?
They are to die for.
So there
if
you know
the candy bar trifle, get a candy bar trifle.
That's your candy bar trifles there. If you've got the Three Tunes, you must pop into candy bar. What if you had to pop in to buy one thing, what would it be, Grado?
Well, if it's a Thursday, I'd get the trifle. However, if it wasn't a Thursday, I would get one of their yum yums or a Chelsea bun.
There we go. I love a yum yum, by the way. John, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Rab.
What'd you get for your Christmas, John?
What did I get for? I got a bottle of whiskey and I got an Argentina top, and that was about it. No wrestling stuff.
What about you, Grado? What'd you get?
I'm going to see Peter Kane Saturday night in London.
Ooh. Nice. Tickets, nice.
Guess what I've booked up on Friday night, tomorrow night. Well, remember we went to the Ivy?
Aye.
Well, I'm not going to that one. I'm going to, like, the original one.
Right in the city. Yeah.
I'm starting to think, though, the one that we went to might have been cooler.
That's a recommendation, everybody. Candy bar, if you're on the Three Tunes, if you're in London, the Ivy is up to it.
Would you get, Robbie?
I got tickets to see the Brooklyn Nets versus the Knicks.
So you did.
And Barclays Center, New York.
Oh, wow.
And I'm flying out next week to New York for the weekend to catch.
Oh, my.
Are you there for Royal Rumble weekend?
I will be in New York for Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's amazing. Is Jane going to watch the Royal Rumble with you in a pub
somewhere?
Yeah,
we're going to find, there's an Irish bar we've found. And it's an Irish bar where it's like the Fenian Boys Celtic Supporters Club or something. Frequent. That's not why I'm gone there. I was just, when I was on their website, I was like, look at this. But they show the rest, they show all the pay-per-views.
I don't know how you got on there, mate.
I mean, if I survive the flight over the Atlantic, I'm sure it will be a great time. Aye.
You've never been to America, right?
Never been.
Rab, can I just say something? Mm-hmm. It's the best in the world. I'm so excited for you. Mate, I'm telling you I've actually got spine tingles. See, just where's your flights?
Well, what do you mean?
Is it Glasgow and Newark United?
No, it's Glasgow, right. Glasgow to Iceland first, and then for Iceland and AGFK.
So you're Icelandair from?
Icelandair for Reykjavik to AGFK.
Rab, I'm telling you, mate, see when you land in that America and you see just as you're flying over the clouds, mate, and you see that first fucking truck that's not like a Scania. Now we've got Scania and Leylands, and it's like a big truck with like chimneys on it and all that, and you just, and then instead of football parks, you see baseball parks. Ken, like instead of 11 asides, it's baseball parks.
Right.
Mate, it's just the best feeling in the world. And then you land and it smells like shite, but you don't care. And you just get out and you get a cab into New York City, man, and it's just, the vibe is amazing, man.
And everybody said to me, it's like being in a film. It's like when you go into New York, when you go into Manhattan.
And you recognize things. It's as if you know the place, mate.
Listen, now, don't want to talk about it too much because this feels like a clip that would be played after the plane goes down. So this is what it sounds like. So I don't want to talk about it too much. And now that I've said this, this now sounds like a clip that would be played when the plane goes down. You know what I mean? So
you're digging a hole.
I'm digging a hole, but I can't wait.
Record.
Really looking forward Funniston to it.
Star predicts his own death and podcast.
Shut up, John. Flying visit. We're flying in on the Friday night. Friday night, we'll just go out, do a wee bit of cut about Manhattan and all, have a wee look. Saturday morning, we're getting up. We're having a wee walk around Central Park. We'll go for some lunch. We'll head out to the Barclays Centre to watch the Nets versus the Knicks. We'll head back to the city. We'll catch the end of the Royal Rumble in the city in a bar somewhere. We'll go and have a nice night. Wow. Sunday, we'll get up again, do some stuff, go for some breakfast somewhere. No, I get on a plane, get back home at the Wains. That's the plan.
And a power of riding.
And I hope, well, a power of riding, mate.
Are you going to see the Ghostbusters fire station? That's what I would go and do in New York.
Nah.
Is he fuck?
Oh, God, fucking, I'm a 45-year-old man, John.
Here, I tell you what you should go to, though. That's what? Going to visit places. 9/11. No, but see the museum.
This is the
and
fucking
that.
Clip they'll play. No, this is the clip they're going to play.
No, but see, I went, the first time I went to New York, they hadn't built the mega one. It was a kind of snidey wee one. It was like, and just like a shop. No, it's like a whole thing. Like the museum is on the site of where the tragedy happened. And mate, you get to see fire trucks that were all feeling tappy. You get to see the plane, mate. It's such an eye opener.
Well, listen, Nate. Obviously, with the maximum respect to that situation, like I think we're flying visit a weekend. It's no a priority for me. We all respect.
Nah,
you know,
right.
You know what I mean. And also, I just don't want this clip played when I meet my Ain 9/11.
You've got me worried now.
I know. I fucking stop it. Right, let's move on. So that's Christmas sorted out. Right, so Vince McMahon, the Vince situation, I suppose, is something we need to cover. There's wrestling news that we need to hit here, and the first one that we need to talk about is the Vince McMahon situation. Stephanie McMahon has resigned as CEO, and now we've got Vince McMahon back in the picture. Rumours of sales. Grado, what's your take?
I think everybody's gone. I mean, I don't know too much about it. People going nuts and that, and Vince is back. Like, he's just trying to sell a company. He's trying to sell his company. And I see all the memes about Saudi Arabia and blood money and all the rest of it, but these guys have got their horns in so many pies anyway.
Yep.
Most of the big companies in the world, they're investors. That's what they do. They buy it and they invest it and they'll take the notice of it. There's not going to be a bunch of guys coming out from Saudi Arabia to write Raw. It's going to be their money, boat over, they'll put somebody in charge, and that's it. Vince is coming back to sell his company. I don't think he's been sitting there and went, right, fuck this, I'm going to be in Ron Monday. This is shite.
Obviously, there's a huge panic in there about like Vince getting a stranglehold on creative again. I'm going to ask you two guys a question. Here's a question for you two. Would you say that WWE's output has been that much better with Vince out the pitch on Triple H in charge?
Yes.
Say yes, John.
Well, I say I really don't watch it, but going by the murmurings, it was good for the first couple of weeks and it's just back to normal.
I mean, the Bray Wyatt stuff is as bad as ever, if no worse.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the bloodline and all that kind of stuff is obviously great, but the foundations of that storyline were put in place before Triple H's takeover. I think some of the people that Triple H has brought back, I'm not really sure they're working out that well. So, you know, I don't think it's as clear a distinction between the two creative regimes as people might suggest.
I think it's the mid-card that's improved, Rab. Like, they put more focus, like Gunther's run on, like, with the IC title and all the kind of stuff that's happening around the mid-card. Bobby Lashley's been on a run, Seth Rollins and all that stuff around the mid-card. I think that's where the improvement's been, right at the top of the bill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think it definitely they've freshened up the format. I think we're not seeing the same matches again and again as much. So I think there's definitely Triple H's creative approach has been a wee bit more adventurous and a wee bit more, but I don't think it's no night and day is what I'm saying, you know what I mean? It's no night and day. So
just see the now. I try to give WWE a go. And straight away, I'm just put off. It's just so, Kevin Nash says this season podcast, it's so overproduced. See the big fancy screens and everything's all light and shiny and It just looks like the X Factor. It looks like an ITV show for Saturday night. I need it to be that. I need it to be a wee bit of grit about the place. It's too cute, it's too fancy, everything about it, and I just can't take it in. I know that's been pure what do you call that word I'm looking for? There's a film about her. Remember he doesn't fancy the woman because she's got like wee things wrong with her. What's that film?
Superficial?
No, what's that?
She's all that.
No. What's that word when you maybe you kind of go with a bird because she's got a big toenail?
Pernickety.
No, there's a word.
Choosy.
No.
Picky.
No, there's a fancier word than that.
Is it, and this is the name of the film?
Judgmental.
No. Come on, I'm sure. Shallow.
Shallow how.
Aye.
So you're being shallow how. No, I think you're right. No, that's one of the things. That's what hasn't changed. Like the type of production hasn't changed. So yeah, I mean, it's all that. You know, these are all the things. So I don't know. And obviously I've been watching and listening to Eric Bischoff's the podcast. Eric Bischoff does the I can't remember what it's called, Just Business or something.
It's controversy.
80 days. Not 80 days.
It's
83 weeks.
It's business only or something.
He does it with David Conrad, doesn't he? No?
No, he does it with this other boy. It's about the business of professional wrestling. And I find that's quite interesting. I enjoy it because Eric Bischoff does on that show. It goes, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. He answers for anything. It's great. It's good. But I'm enjoying it. I'm finding this a fascinating time.
Are you still listening to the Kevin Nash podcast?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. 100%.
I just feel sorry for the big fella, man.
It was quite a dark lesson this week.
It was a dark lesson at the start
when he's making all the jokes about putting the gun in his mouth and all that. I don't like that part.
It made all the dirt sheets, didn't it?
Yeah. But
I mean, it's understandable, do you know what I mean? And by the way, we need to talk...
Understandable, and still, despite what he's going through, still managing to make the most entertaining wrestling podcast.
Aye.
There is out there, you know what I mean?
Jay Briscoe. Come on.
Jay Briscoe. I was talking about it with my wife today, this morning, actually. I was going, this fucking guy just goes out for a drive with his family, and then this crazy thing happens, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, that's it.
I just can't, I mean, the Briscoe brothers, when I first started getting tapes in 2002, they were only 18 and 15. I remember the storyline in Ring of Honor. It was like Jay had the license to wrestle because he was 17 or 16, whatever the age was, but Mark was only 15 and they had to wait until he could debut, and they would debut as the Briscoes, but they were mega pioneers at tag team independent wrestling. The SATs, the Spanish announced team, there was the Backseat Boys. This is before the Young Bucks, the Briscoes. In early years, how they've managed to keep going, and they're so real. Like, you watch them, they're so real. That match that they had earlier last year at WrestleMania weekend, what an amazing match with the Revival. Honestly, one of the best matches I've ever saw. Mm-hmm. I only met them twice. Met them once in America, and I remember they were at Hydro. Lovely guys. Absolutely.
Did you meet them when they were there? Yeah.
At the Hydro. I always remember when they popped for me, if you know what I mean. Like, I always remember, like, if I meet somebody, I always remember if they popped for me. So, you know, it was like, hey, that's great, 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 now, that's great. Okay, I mean, like, how you doing, boys? Kind of as if we'd met each other before.
This is the thing, innit? It's like, since it happened, because obviously the Briscoes have kind of suffered for a long time with a lot of kind of negative talk about them, right? But the interesting thing was when this happened, the amount of people who came out and were like, this is a beautiful guy, this guy. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the sweetest guy, kindest guy, you know what I mean? And it's like, I think there's a lesson to learn for that about how you kind of judge people on, you know, things that they might have said a long time ago in the past. You know, people need to be given the fucking freedom and the license to change who they are and to learn that they move on, you know what I mean? And the measure of a person is how people who actually knew them feel about them, you know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, because, no, you're totally right, and it's not the right time either to be...
No.
You know what I mean? It's too raw. But you will have... And there are certain wrestlers that have came out and said he was such a beautiful guy, and this is wrestlers that are for the LGBTQ community, and I've spoke up and said they helped him and stuff like that. I'm just actually thinking, God, if Shaw was listening to this, he'd be going, he's always got to find a way to say, talking about somebody dying, Jay Briscoe, and I've got to go, they popped for me. You know what I mean?
I know.
I've always got to, you know what I mean? I can't just leave him. Anyway.
Fair play, though, man. Fair play. You know what I mean? You've got to get your shit in, Grado, no matter what happens. You know what I mean? But there you go. It really is a tragic thing. And it feels like, you know, this is the thing in it these days. It's like there was a period where we lost a lot of wrestlers, and wrestlers for our youth were passing away, but they were passing away for similar things. They were passing away for health-related, addiction-related things. Pills, steroids, their hearts, all that, you know what I mean? And that period's passed. So now what's kind of happening when we're losing wrestlers is, it's shocking, kind of tragic, surprising events, which is almost like, you know, it's almost like harder to process that, you know what I mean?
I never realised that.
It's, you know, we're in an era now where if we lose a wrestler and we lose a wrestler young, tends to be some, you know, tragic accident or unforeseen illness or something like that. And that's, you know, it's difficult for, I think difficult even for the fellow professional wrestlers to process, do you know what I mean? Because there isn't any rhyme or reason to it. It's just, you know, it's a lottery, isn't it? Horrible. It's a lottery.
It's a lottery.
Let's see what the punters are saying. Well, Damien has sent us in a promo. Thanks, Damien.
Right, lads, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, just like Rab's acting career. First of all, John, the producer, fuck Clyde One, mourn the Capital One. Robert Nightingale Florence, you baldy wee midden. You're just the Marty Jannetty of Burniston. Last but no least, Grado, you should be a national treasure, mate. But how fucking dare you take more interest in football podcasts than over wrestling? So, how dare yous promote signing up to your Patreon when yous are fucking MIA half the time, trying to make people spend their hard-earned dosh on yous? Thank fuck I'm no that daft. And surprise, surprise, I'm sitting here on Friday the 13th of all days like a wee ball bag, waiting on a new episode that yous haven't uploaded. I'm starting to get deja vu here, lads. Get your shit together. Demo out.
Demo out.
Demo out.
Fuck your Clyde One, more than the Capital One.
That's not the name of the radio station, Jamie. It's Capital FM.
I didn't know you were allowed to even mention the name, the other one, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big exciting news in the radio world. Ken Bruce is coming over. We've signed Ken Bruce. It's like the big sign. It's like Cody Rhodes coming over from WWE. Ken Bruce is coming to...
He's coming to Clyde.
Clyde 2. He's coming to Clyde 2.
Is he bringing Popmaster with him?
He is. Popmaster.
Is he a draw?
He's bringing the gimmick. He's the draw, mate. He's fucking Ken Bruce. Hogan. Signing. Ken Bruce is like Hogan, man.
Ken Bruce is a big signing. So Ken Bruce is going to be after... Grado,
I think,
and Crofty.
So, I think he's going to be aye.
So people can switch you after Grado and Crofty and hear Ken Bruce.
Yeah.
No, what's it, Bowie at Breakfast?
Me and Crofty were in the street. We were promoting the game that we've got on the radio. It's called Crofty and Grado's Playlist Pair. You hear the song for 5 seconds, then you've got another 5 seconds to identify the artist and the title. And it's like £500 a day. Of course, we were in the street with £50 notes staying at. And honestly, we thought we were only going to need to be there for like half an hour. We had like £150, so we had £350 to give. Mate, we were there. See folk putting on the headphones and going, no, I don't care. Like so many songs. Like honestly, Nadie's getting it. People putting on, mate, take it a bash. No, I can't get it. Eventually, I'm going,
£50 they won. Have to get it right.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, what did you say you took out with you?
£50.
So just remember that, punters. If you ever see Grado and Crofty out in the street in the city, they're carrying cash on them. Right. So, right. Hold on. Back to the show notes now. No, I forgot how to do this.
By the way, never... Damien, that was a good promo. I think we should say aye.
It was, by the way. That was a good promo. I enjoyed it. Big Mash has pointed us to this tweet. It's my man, Curtis Hughes, loving Dark Vader and liking everyone he's in statuses on Facebook. So it's Mr. Curtis Hughes here. There's a picture of him on Facebook. He says, I'm ready for Dark Vader now. And he's holding a lightsaber. Look at the state of man. Look at his WWF ring. He's got WWF and WCW rings on, look.
And they're no, like, he's not in the Hall of Fame, right?
I was going to say, Curtis Hughes is not in the WWE Hall of Fame,
he's got himself a snidey ring to wear.
He's just reminding people where he's been. See if he punched you, right? He would leave the imprint of that ring on your head. Right, so imagine you went on a night out, right, and you were bamming him up, right, and he fucking hooked you right in the dish. What horn would you want him to use? Because what imprint would you want to go up to the casualty? Would you want WWF on your head? Or would you want WCW on your head?
I think
it'd be WCW.
The WWF ring he's got on the finger, you can see this on Patreon if you get the video version, by the way. WWF, it's the original WWF logo as opposed to the WWE logo.
It is.
That's funny, man. What kind of shoes are?
Kind of shoes with a lightsaber saying he's Dark Vader.
Right, so here we go. There's a poster here. Karate Warrior 2 has flagged this up. There's a poster here for the Scenic City Rumble. 2023 Scenic City Rumble, which is taking place on Saturday, March 4th, 2023, at East Hamilton Middle School in America. First time ever. 90 years of combined experience. George South versus Action Mike Jackson. What age are these guys? Look at the fucking age of this Mike Jackson guy.
He looks like that guy on Twitter that does the dancing naked.
He does look
like... Would you call that geezer again naked? Naked Allen or something?
The guy who's always got his willy out.
Aye, and he's got his back gearded and all that.
He does look like...
And he's done like follow and all that and grand old team to play for.
90 years of combined experience, so that's like, so they've both wrestled for, so they must be, they've got to be minimum 60, right?
You know, I want to see that match. It's like, and I'm getting memories of like him. Remember New Jack practically fucking barring Gypsy Joe? Rob, you remember that?
Aye.
You ever see that, John?
No, I've not seen it. How old was Gypsy Joe?
Gypsy Joe was 80-odd at the time, and he wasn't selling any of New Jack's offense. So New Jack started battering this pair of cunt.
Aye, he wasn't up on him.
It was, mate, it was sad as fuck. Mate, I swear to God, play, put it, share the screen.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you a bit to go, because I know exactly.
New Jack versus Gypsy Joe. Here we go.
George South is 60, just to clear this up. George South is 60, and Action Mike Jackson is 73.
Wow.
Right, go to 4 minutes 30, right, on New Jack versus Gypsy Joe, and share the screen, right? It gets worse. Because he starts... No selling.
Does
him,
he
right?
not hit him with a baseball bat at one point?
Aye, they, so he goes out there and like, that's what he's. So he's sandbagging him.
Look at the state of this fucking old cunt and all, man. Look at the fucking state of him.
He's no selling it, right? But. Just gets up. This is when it turns ugly, I'm sure.
Oh, he's New Jack selling for him.
I don't win one by one. Listen to- if you're listening to it on the podcast, that'll fucking wind you up, eh? Should we maybe say
that was we need to do an edited version of that?
I would say
edited it down. But what I mean, that was a night. Gypsy Joe, fair play to him for surviving it. And the Sir Matt Busby Sports Complex was never the same after that match. I'll tell you that. If you want to get in touch with us, sorry, John.
Before we go, you missed some Billy Gaddy. I don't know if you saw this at the snooker. During everyone loves the snooker during like this part of January, and the snookers went all attitude era. Billy sent us in this clip. If you want to see this,
You're joking.
Hold on.
You're joking.
All the snooker players with my way behind it. Amazing.
I love that.
Wait till it cuts to like
my way or the highway.
That is class.
Do you know what else I've noticed? That they've now got walk-in music at the indoor bowling.
Do they?
So the indoor bowling there's the bowlers walking out, and there's like about 20 people in the crowd, and it's all the old dears like clapping along with the songs.
What kind of music are they coming out to, but is it like Engelbert Humperdinck and all that shit?
No, I've yet to see the last one I saw it was Shotgun by George Ezra they came out to. But I'm really waiting to the point where someone comes out to, you know, like the NWO theme or something like New Age Outlaws or something.
That's funny.
So if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or any wrestling-related stuff at all, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week, we separate the flavoured water for the Prime as we bury and put our stuff for the world of wrestling. Anybody tried Prime?
No.
My wee boy, it's like liquid gold, man, trying to find this stuff. My wee boy displays his bottles of Prime that he's managed to find, like stag's heads, like on a wall. And he puts them on his window. He's got three flavours that he's found. He puts them on his windowsill and he displays them like a trophy.
This is interesting.
He's tried them. So he's tried the green one and the blue one, which I think one's blue raspberry or something like that, and the other one's, I don't know.
So is this for being a fan of Logan Paul and KSI?
Yeah, it's all the way, it's like all the way.
But do they know Logan Paul and all that?
Aye, they know Logan Paul and KSI and all that.
It's just
they?
A YouTuber hanging it. It's like a lot of YouTubers, they've kind of managed to get a lot of the kind of influencers talking about it and all that.
Is your girl not going mad for it, Rab? No?
Nah. She's a wee bit. A bit older than your boy John.
Aye, that's true.
What's the name of the best shop in Wakey?
Wakey Wines.
What's the best shop in Wakey?
Did you just talk about it on the radio, John?
No, I've not talked about it in the radio. This guy's what a showman. This guy is, eh? He's got a gimmick. What a gimmick.
Wakey is this Wines. The guy? But it's where we get noised up because he was going Wakey. Where's the best place to get Prime? And these two guys went Tesco. And his face was a picture. He walked
raging.
Off.
He was absolutely raging.
So, is there anything you want to bury or anything you want to put out, boys? Let's talk about. Here's something to talk about. So, ICW just announced a couple of days ago that their deal with the WWE has come to an end. The current deal, anyway, with the WWE for supplying shows to. WWE Network has come to an end. So, Grado, have you have any inside track on that?
Well, I knew maybe last week just because I was doing pantomime with Jester. And obviously, right away, I'm going, well, it's no good because obviously the WWE put money into ICW and people have full-time jobs there and it kind of it keeps the place running to a certain extent. It's a big part of keeping the place running to a certain extent. But I can't help but think that this can be a fresh start for ICW, right? In my opinion, and this is just as a fan, it kind of killed ICW's buzz when WWE got involved. I mean, let's be honest, it kind of did. Not that to the point it was wild done, but they took all the rest. You know, WWE shafted Lindy Sane in Britain.
Yeah.
Let's not beat about the bush.
I don't think that's controversial to say that. I don't think I agree with that.
Of course.
Well, I mean, what they did was they did what they always
did. But you can't complain. These boys can't complain. Everybody wants to wrestle for the WWE. Everybody wants their fucking tracksuit, their WWE tracksuit, and to put WWE on their Twitter. Buy eyelet for WWE. Come on, everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. We're all insecure wrestlers, but see, at the end of the day, it killed the British scene. It killed it. It killed it. They'd killed it. And it killed quite a lot of the buzz what ICW had in terms of gone for a night out at the garage, packed, music that people can relate to. It wasn't as, you know, there wasn't as many bright lights and stuff like that as what there is now. I know I'm saying that there's too much bright lights, but, you know, it was mere that underground feeling to the shows. I mean, you can't
I think there was always the thing with ICW is that there was always the perception that they were against the mainstream. They were on alternative.
Oh, I remember Dallas doing a promo years ago. F. Vince McMahon, her tickets will always be a tenner. And it was one of the best promos ever. And you think, there you go. But
How do you say no?
You can't say no. And I don't have any, I don't have any issues with them, what they done. But at the end of the day, it totally destroyed any momentum. And I mean, I know it wasn't as wild, you know, it was wild doing to an extent, but I don't think that was the big thing. I think it was a big thing. It was just, so no, everybody likes the underdog, man. The underdog. And
yeah, I mean, I think this is a massive opportunity for ICW.
But that's what I'm saying, Rab.
I think it's a massive opportunity because people want, I think the thing that people loved about ICW was the fact that they were doing it themselves. They were making dreams happen by themselves and charting their own course and their own path.
Come on, it was like Paul Heyman in it, and he's, you know, in his ma's basement with the, you know, she's doing the ironing and the filming promos. It was that, you know, it was that was ICW. Everything was makeshift and every
but again, Grado, like, Heyman was fucking no paying people. You know what I mean? And this is the problem. It's like, it's fair play to ICW because they wanted to get their people paid. They wanted to, you know, they wanted their people to make money and make their money in the right way and make a living. And so it's a fucking tricky situation. It's a, you know, it's a horrible situation. And now you just have to hope that, and you know, and I have absolute confidence, to be honest, that, you know, the people there at ICW will themselves be quite excited about the fact they have a blank slate and they can do. They can chart their own course again, and definitely, I think they've got the creativity there to have another, you know, another rebirth. You know what I mean?
I have no doubt that Dallas. I've got no doubt that Dallas has saw this coming anyway. I mean, everybody probably
definitely.
So I've no doubt that he's probably been sitting going, right, when this happens, I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna do that, and then this will fucking, then we'll have a show where this person comes out and. I'm excited thinking about it because I know he's brilliant at doing that. He is. Mm-hmm. He's a genius when it comes to putting shows like that together. So bring it on, man. Bring it on.
The first big show, I guess, is going to be the Square Go, isn't it? Right. With the shackles off. I'm assuming that's for the contract's done now. So the first big show. Do you think, like, with the shackles off now, they'll go? Because they've got carte blanche to book whoever they want now. So a lot of the AEW guys do a lot of the indie stuff, while WWE guys don't. You know, and I mean, WWE have thrown a couple of wrestlers Dallas's way, you know, but nothing big time. Do you think with the shackles off now, Dallas will get the checkbook out and then go and, like, book some of the AEW guys and just go put two fingers up to the WWE? Or do you think you want to keep that relationship kind of...
First of all, there'll be no checkbook.
Mm.
It would need to maybe take time, I reckon. Unless they get
the last thing ICW should do the new is
get an import.
Bring in imports and spend money on bringing in imports.
And John, who is there?
I don't know. Could you?
Who is there really? Who do you want? Who do you want to see?
I mean,
I can't think. I mean, I'm at the lips, but I'm genuinely interested as to. Who's a draw that's
not going to... Say, for example, let's put Orange Cassidy or Danhausen or someone like that of that ilk.
I don't think that's going to happen. Well, and now, especially with AEW, you know, they're snooping about doing a show in London and stuff like that. They'll protect their guys if they're going on shows.
I just think the exciting thing is ICW can go, right, we can create any wrestling persona we want now. We can create any storyline we want now. We can create any tone that we want now. We can make it as adult as we like, or we can go in another direction. They can do what they want now. That's the exciting thing. It's no bringing in an import. It's no,
you're right,
of that. Because like I said, I think the appeal that ICW had was nothing to do with, you know, being on the network or having these big imports on the show or anything like that. It was that grassroots thing that you know, the whole identity really of ICW is Dallas going, I'm going to fucking, with my mates and the guys that I know on this scene here, put together a wrestling company and we're going to take on the world. Now, that was the identity that people related to. That was the identity that people loved. And the people are still there. It's not like, you know, Dallas is still there at ICW and the people are still there and Jester's there and Rudo's there and, you know, the personnel are still there. So they still have the ability to do what they did before. They can do it again. You know what I mean?
Like, when we ran SEC, say, for example, I'm picking this one at SEC Glasgow, you know, Rhino was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nobody was, you know, there was Foley and there was me and Drew and the Taupe. I can't see many folk that were going out their way to buy a ticket just to see Rhino. No offence to Terry. But do you know what I mean? We had built, at that time, we had built so many characters and storylines that, you know, that Rhino was just a kind of added bonus and it was kind of cool. But most folk were there to see us. They were there to see us.
They were there to see you. Listen, see, I've often thought this about that you, Grado and Drew in that match. If Foley wasn't involved in that match, nobody would have fucking batted an eyelid. Nobody even remembers the fact that Foley was there, really. Do you know what I mean? It's
right.
Like when people think about it, it's no Foley they think about. So it's not that that matters.
It's no, but when it did matter, I must admit, it was cool in terms of, like, you know, I think one of the first yanks that we booked was like Sabu versus Jester. Right. But that was like, that's cool. But it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Me and Cabana, you know what I mean? The two comedy guys, when it made sense. I think slowly but surely that will eventually happen again, where we can build up guys and then eventually we can put, well, you'd be good, this guy's coming here, rather than going, let's book Chris Masters versus Arthur Byrne. Yeah, that's his real name. Shitlighting Buzzard. Do you know what I mean?
Aye. Listen, I mean, and the true fact of the matter is, when the time comes where ICW want to bring in some imports again and stuff like that, the sad fact of the matter is over the next few years, there will be people released for AEW, there will be people released for WWE. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people to pick and choose for, because, you know, these companies, their rosters are huge and that's no sustainable, these rosters that they have. There's just no sustainable. So there will be, they can pick and choose for a lot of good talent, but the priority of the new for ICW should be, look at this massive opportunity they've got now to be true to the identity that they created, you know what I mean? And with the people that are there, you know, Dallas, Scott, Rudo, Jester, all these people that are in there, they'll be able to do it.
You see, if I'm Dallas, I know, man. I need out, you probably get stuff like this up your sleeve, but I'd be getting their camera crew and going, right, get the cameras on right now and film this build up to this show. Like a sort of backstage, Dallas phoning folk, Dallas doing this. What do we do in the meetings? And I reckon that'd be a fucking good bit of content.
Aye.
To build up to this show. And I'd be right out there telling everybody that this show, the first show back, is the first show, it's ICW of old.
Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I something like that. In fact, I know what the name of the show is going to be, and it's a good one. I don't want to say it because I don't think it has been announced. But the name of the show is clever, and that's why as soon as Jester told me right away that was the name of the show, I was like, I trust Dallas. Okay,
everything's going to be fine.
Do you think, guys, that the shackles kind of off? They'll go to hell for later. Or do you think it'll have to be a gradual change? Or do you think it'll just be a switch? Like,
I mean, I don't think there was that much. You know, I don't think there was so many. I don't think the shackles were that. I couldn't tell you really, but I don't think they're as tight as where it's going to be a completely different style or type of show. I think it's just the feeling's going to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is for the network. Fuck the network. Geez, peace, man. The network. We're on the network. Never mind the network now. Come on. Let's get on live shows, pay-per-views. Let's get back to what it was, man. I'll never ever forget doing a live pay-per-view for Socky Hall Street, the ABC, and watching it go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mate, that was the best feeling in the world. Folk around the world watching it live and chanting music, chanting this and chanting that. It was raw. It was underground. It was fucking the little engine that could not act shite. It was amazing, man. I loved it.
I wonder if ICW have ever considered, you know, because they seem to film everything now, didn't they? They kind of film everything they do now and put it out. I wonder if they've ever considered doing shows where they're no filming it at all. They don't film it, so it's like you need to. Some shows they'll film so you can watch in pay per view. Other shows you need to be in the fucking room.
Well, that's one thing that I believe that they should do, right? And it's always bugbeared me. See this TV tapings, shit. You know what I mean? I would go back if I'm Dallas for the first wee while. It's a paper. It's a show. You know what I mean? There's no guys working twice a night. That rarely happened anyway. But right. the TV taping style, I'd get rid of that and go.
I imagine that'll be gone now. But anyway,
it's hard to then build up storylines because you're going through month to month to month to month. I get it, but there's got to be another way about it.
We can talk,
especially
and talk,
that are streaming now.
We can talk and talk, but they're going to know what to do. They probably already have worked out what to do. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see. How it plays out, and I do think it's a big opportunity, and I think if you're an ICW fan of old who has maybe fallen out of watching it, doesn't go live anymore, now I would say would be the time to fucking put your eyes back on it and pay attention to what's happening, because if you're a lapsed fan at ICW who used to go and buy a ticket, take a ride, all that, carry on, look out your old fucking hoodie, because there's a chance that, you know, it might be something you want to see again. So, you know, that's what I'd say to punters out there. Anyway, let's see what people are burying and putting out. Spray Paint Scott wants to bury the Mercedes Moné promo video for New Japan. Absolute pish. Press conference was awkward as fuck as well. Did you see Sasha Banks doing their business at New Japan?
Of course. Of course.
Her hair was amazing. I couldn't work out what she'd done.
I have now got 2 subscriptions to New Japan World. Christ knows how I've managed this. I couldn't remember my password for the first one.
I thought you meant because you like Sasha Banks so much, you'd got 2 subscriptions.
it was to watch. Remember, I think I was talking to you in the chat. I always like watching that New Year one.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Hi.
What did you watch Wrestle Kingdom?
I watched some of it. There's
2 nights of it, isn't there? There's one at the end of the month, isn't there? That's the way they're doing it this year.
Man. He's not fucking watched anything. He hasn't watched anything.
I watched the Mercedes debut. I didn't see much wrong with it.
Did you watch Osprey? Omega?
Yeah, I did watch some of that. That was good.
Goshi wants to put her, I'm moving on, Gradle. Goshi wants
but
to
how
put
got, her. What did you think about that Mercedes money?
Well, wasn't he? She hasn't done much so far, has she? And her hair looked good. Goshi wants to put her Tony Khan talking about buying WWE. Heavy shit stirring, you can't beat it. I mean, it's not really shit stirring, though, is it? Because they could.
They could.
Jonathan wants to bury ICW, might not be on the WWE Network anymore. Well, we've already discussed that, and that isn't something that you should bury. That's something that you feel positive about.
I've not had my WWE Network loaded up in months. I haven't, right? Mm-hmm. And the day I decided to log it up, and you'll never believe this, I went, I want to watch my tag team match for July. That's on the network. Then I typed in Grado ICW, no results found.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I was like, I can't believe that's when I went. It must have been Pope. Instantly.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Crazy, man.
Brian wants to put out that AEW Rampage bloodbath and bury anyone that thinks women shouldn't blade. Blading is for everybody. It was pretty bloody. Yeah, Brian wants to put out Kevin Nash, send all the love to the Wrestling Daft community, indeed, indeed, and put out Cody Rhodes being announced for the Rumble. They're trying to kickstart the story of his desire to win. He'll be on the Lex Express on the roads to WrestleMania once he wins it. So they announced Cody Rhodes in advance for the Royal Rumble. I think that's fine.
I think it's fine.
We all knew he was coming back for the Royal Rumble anyway. We know there's no point in them keeping it as a surprise.
There's still going to be that excitement. When's he coming out?
The surprise is going to come from somewhere else.
Aye.
Who has it? By the way, do any of you have any picks for a surprise at the Royal Rumble?
I mean, here you go. Damn, Ron Simmons. It's Raw's 30th episode, Gary. You'd be delighted to know Ron Simmons has been announced for Raw's 30th episode on Monday. I know you'll be like, Rock, do you think? I noticed that WWE today have put new Rock hoodies on sale. Do you think the big man is going to make an appearance at the Rumble or on Raw's 30th anniversary?
So was the plan not meant to be for Roman versus Rock next year, no?
Well, yeah. And apparently on Monday's night's Raw, the tease is that it's the full family are getting together. So I wonder if they're set something up for the Rumble. I don't know. It would be, it would be
an acknowledgement ceremony or something.
I mean, I'd love to see Drop versus Roman, but MDL's just get like, see the new man when I go on the Rock's Instagram. I'm like, oh, used to be cool, man.
Listen,
get what I mean? Like, I would get it, mate. You've put your maw this and that for Christmas.
Listen here, boys. How good would it be if in the Royal Rumble it was Kevin Owens in one corner of the ring and the Usos, right, a bloodline in there, right, and the fucking countdown happened and fucking Stone Cold came out? How fucking good would that be, man? Stone Cold and Kevin Owens fucking stun on the bloodline and flinging them out would be fucking brilliant, wouldn't it?
He's been posting a lot of videos recently, Austin.
Have you seen the shape he's in? Have you seen the shape Stone Cold's in?
Yeah.
Seen the shape Stone Cold's in?
Have you seen Stone Cold's body? Have you seen Stone Cold's sexy body, man?
Seen Stone Cold's figure? He's a long guy, he's a good figure.
He's a... some wee body on him, by the way, that's Stone Cold. Listen, I mean, I'm happy for Stone Cold to turn up. I think he's going to be at WrestleMania, so they might as well stick him out for the Rumble. Are we going to see Vince McMahon at the Rumble?
Number 30, here he comes.
Not in the match, but are we going to see him at the Rumble?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Are we going to see him on Raw on the 30th anniversary?
No.
That'll be your usual, won't it?
Damn!
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Ron Simmons is going to be there.
Yes,
there.
He is there.
He is definitely going.
John Laurinaitis as well. He'll not be.
I saw Tatanka. They tried to book Tatanka, but he's going to his wee boy's wrestling match somewhere. So Tatanka's not going to be there.
I love the fact that you need, you know, I'd be the same. By the way, they did try to book me just in case you think that they never, you know what I mean? Just to let you know, I'm going to see my wee boys for that big game, by the way.
And Grado's not doing it because you were doing Panto. You just finished Panto.
I'm just finished Panto. I can't do it.
Scott wants to put our Adam Cole's comeback and Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay at Wrestle Kingdom. Potential match of the year 4 days into 2023. Steady on. And wants to bury Shite, Hogmanay, Telly, apart fate, Queen of the New Year. Look at that. Very nice. You were on another channel.
I was on another channel.
I know.
I thought it was at the same time, and I was a bit like, oh, everybody's... No, I was bothered anyway. But you were on at 11, I was on at half 11.
By the way, hats off, it was very, very good and very, very funny.
I loved it.
Cheers, John. Maybe if you can keep your conflict interest of being on another channel, Grado, you can maybe be on it next year. We'll see if we can get you in a sketch somewhere.
Well, you're the one that never... You never involved me.
You said you were on the other fucking channel.
I can be on both.
Hold on a minute, because we tried, and I'm not going to name the person, but me and Greg tried to get somebody onto the show, and because they were an ITV personality, it was kind of like, oh, it's a bit complicated.
So no, even me was the person. I thought you were maybe going to say, oh, we did save you, but they said because he's on STV.
No, it was an STV guy.
Comical was brilliant.
He's an STV guy. Talk like he's a wrestler. Yeah, he's an STV guy. That,
but mate, I was
Hogmanay Night Wars, isn't it?
I was BBC for the last. I was BBC for 2 years in the trot.
BBC for life.
And then I made the jump to STV the last 2 years ago.
The jump to STV.
And it's the best move I've ever made. Guys, because I get to sit on a couch with Ginger Hansen. And we just blather and watch the telly.
All right, okay. Stuart wants to put all the tributes to Don West over the last wee while. We all love Don West. We've not really spoken about Don West.
That was sad, man.
That was very sad because we all liked Don West, didn't we? He was
good.
He had the gift of the gab. He was a likeable dude. And, you know, he made that show sound much better than it was.
He did, mate. And for somebody that I don't think he was a big wrestling guy, wasn't he? No,
I don't think so.
What was he like?
I don't know, because it's just Taz fucking hang with him.
Did he not come in for kind of shopping channel type? That kind of.
I never saw him.
Scene.
I've met him. I'd like to have met him.
Is this Daniel or Daniel?
Daniel.
Here's a shocker from me for you. Put our Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay for Wrestle Kingdom. Far more hard hitting than I was expecting. A great story being told of the young upstart just not being ready to take a mantle. The promo and the press conference and the lead up helped as well, with the finish being the Kamigoye into the one winged angel. Did you see Kenny Omega's beautiful entrance with the big fucking one wing, the big Final Fantasy entrance he did? I loved that.
No, I did see the promo that he's talking about. I was very uneasy watching it.
And Barry, Vince McMahon, Daniel says, for coming back to inject a lethal dose of poison into the WWE. Also, Barry, WWE announcing people for the Rumble beforehand, especially Cody. I mean,
nah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't. It's not a surprise. Stevie wants to put over Omega versus Ospreay as well. Peter wants to put over that Athena for kicking two fucks into folk, unless I'm being worked because I don't know a shoot when the shoots are worked. What is this?
I think Athena just going off the rails again. We're working. Is she shooting? God. Is she working? Who knows?
And Blue Vanguard wants to put all WWE bringing Money in the Bank to London in July and wants to bury the rumours that Vince is backing WWE. Money in the Bank is coming to London. Who's going?
It's so expensive for a ticket for it. You seen the ticket prices?
No, how much?
Mental. It's well over £100. And like, see the packages they're putting on. It's like, I think one of them's about £5,000 for like ringside and like the champions package or something like that.
It's mad, isn't it? It's just, again, it's still like the amount of folk bury Vince McMahon coming back. It's like, I'm not watching it. If he comes, that's it. I mean, what? Do you kind of get what I mean?
Aye, I mean, it's, you know, I'm like Eric Bischoff. I don't know. No wanting to say anything. Kieran wants to put over Jay Briscoe, a fantastic wrestler. It's clear to see on Twitter what a tribute, and even me, a fantastic man. Rest in peace. And wants to bury Vince coming back. I know everybody in their maw has been running hits out with, oh, he's a genius part of it. Seriously, just a him, old man. He is a genius. I mean, come on. You can't argue with that. You know, I know Ian Drew Dice Clay is spewing at me saying this, but that guy is the reason why we're doing this. You know, he's the reason why he made Bret Hart. He made Bret Hart, is what I'm saying. I'm saying Bret Hart would be nothing without Vince McMahon. That was for Ian Drew Dice Clay. Just that, but I'm only joking. Right, and Bronze Cello wants to put over, hope you had a great festive, folks. Big match, Cena coming back for the last SmackDown of the year. Bronze Cello loved Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay as well. Definitely up Meltzer Street, 6.25 star rating. He wouldn't have needed any blue chew after seeing that. And wants to bury nothing. It's 2023. Let's fucking go. Woo! Okay, so here's what we need to talk about now. This is very important, everybody. The live show of Wrestling Daft, that's Wrestling Daft Live with myself and Grado and producer John, is coming to you at last. It's all happening at Box on Sauchie Hall Street in Glasgow on Sunday, the 26th of February, 3 PM, the afternoon before ICW's Square Go. So you've got a very, very special wrestling weekend there. And like we said, if you're a lapsed ICW fan, now's the time to go out and see me at ICW. Is Square Go sold out?
I don't know if it has. Tickets left for it.
But anyway, come and see us. Wrestling Daft Live, what a usual nonsense you get on here. Maybe a wee guest along as well, but we'll have a great time. And then afterwards, a wee wrestling disco. That's right, a wrestling disco in the afternoon where you can have a drink, like a school disco. Like a school disco where you can sneak a drink in front of the teachers. We'll play some music. You can have a chat with me and Grado before we head off for our big matches at the Square Go. tickets will go to patrons first. And they go on sale this Monday. And if you have your top tier and you've been in our top tier on Patreon for more than 3 months, then you're going to get your ticket for free.
What about that?
You get a free ticket.
That's the boys.
If you've been in a top tier patron for more than 3 months, we're going to give you a free ticket to the live show. And for the rest of our patrons, the tickets will go early access on Monday on sale, and then there'll be a general sale of the tickets next Wednesday. So listen, if you want to get these tickets, if you want to get that early access, because we think they'll fly out the door, and Box is not a big capacity venue, sign up at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft when you hear this podcast. Get signing up, support the boys, get in the Discord, chat with everybody, come and see us live at Wrestling Daft. Get your tickets. General sale on Wednesday, Patreon sale on Monday, and for those lucky ones who've been supporting us in the top tier for a long time, free tickets for you.
I'm buzzing for this. I can't wait. Live, I'm buzzing for this. First episode. Live show. I mean, we've not actually been together as a threesome since 2019.
That's mental.
That
we haven't
crazy.
Had a menage a trois since 2019, so it'll be nice. I remember there was with the other podcast, the football podcast, you used to have Christmas nights out and all that. There was never one for Wrestling Daft.
I don't think we did have one night out and we all fell out with one, I remember.
That's right.
Well, I want to fall out with you as well on a night out, so hopefully this will happen at the Wrestling Daft live show, which is going to be, listen, here's something else as well, right? What you're getting for your money, right? Which the tickets will be 15 quid, right? And what you're getting for your money is you're getting access to me, who normally charges more than 15 quid to see me, and Grado, who normally charges more than 15 quid to see me, and John, who charges guys about 100 quid a night. So you are getting a bargain. So you need to get down and see Wrestling Daft. And when is the Falkirk Daft live show, John?
It's actually the Falkirk Daft live show. Funnily enough, you should say that, Rab. It's actually happening in April behind the wall in Falkirk. So that is happening. And also, we're going to be doing a night with Russell Lattipe at the Dobby Hall in Larbert as well. So
I love the Dobby Hall.
Hold on, what did you say? The Dobby Hall?
The Dobby Hall in Larbert. It's a home of PCW. They do a lot of wrestling in there. Grado's wrestled there. I went to see Grado at the Dobby Hall. So yeah, I'll be doing a night with Russell Lattipe in the Dobby Hall come June, so you can get your tickets for that.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. So John will be punting name at the Wrestling Daft show as well. So it's not far away. It's next month. It's just over a month away. Wrestling Daft Live. It's going to be good to see yous there, boys in the flesh. Obviously, we'll see each other before then. And it's going to be good to see you punters in the room. We can talk about wrestling, and some of you can maybe even cut a promo on his live. That'll be a laugh.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, guys. So that's it. Thanks for listening to Wrestling Daft. Boys, it's what a pleasure to get 2023 kicked off and get going into it. I'm going to watch some serious wrestling this week so we can get into some hardcore chat about the wrestling. On the wrestling show. Grado, it's your up the road.
Up the road! 11.